This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
Guys, it is Thursday, and you know what that means. It is time for Upon Further Review.
At the review, the ruling on the field.
If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
When sports and politics meet, it deserves a second look.
After further review, the player disqualification is reversed.
Here with the ruling, it's Caleb Colquitt and Sports Radio 740's Joe Hunk with Upon Further Review.
Welcome back. Hey, welcome into the program, Joe.
How's it going, man?
Doing good. Now, if you're wondering why it sounds like Joe is calling in on a phone, it's because he is.
Yeah, absolutely I am. I'm actually in Birmingham right now. I'm on my way back to Montgomery as we speak. Or actually, I'm turning on to 65 as we speak.
All right, so we're having a little bit of an adventure here. Joe is actually on location in Birmingham. What are you doing up there, Joe? Why were you in Birmingham?
Me and the wife decided we wanted to come up for the morning and visit a few friends and that sort of stuff. So
okay, so it's not business related.
No. That doesn't happen for like another 2 weeks. Then it turns business. This is all fun. This
oh, okay.
Is all coming up and visiting people, and so we chose today because today was her off day. So we got up at like 5 a.m. and got on the road and headed in. So yeah, it's been a little bit of an adventure this morning.
Who opts to on their off day wake up at 5 a.m.?
Yeah, well, see, normally her and I, we go to the gym at 6 a.m. a lot of times. Actually, no, we go to the gym at 5 a.m. most mornings. So this was actually waking up like we normally do, just going in a totally different direction.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
That makes a little more sense then. But I was just sitting here like, who volunteers for that? But, you know, to each his own.
Glad you are having a good time.
Oh
no, it was fun, man. We got to see some people, and it was really awesome. So now we are coming back because I've got to do a show in about 4 hours right now, and we got opening day happening, and it's a great day.
Yeah, that's actually the main thing that I wanted to talk to you about today, because we do have opening day, of course, for Major League Baseball today, which I'm incredibly excited about. Anybody that's been listening to me for a while knows baseball is my sport. I mean, I love football, I like basketball, but I love baseball. And I wanted to talk to you about this. I think, and this is going to be kind of the premise for our segment today, that baseball is the great American pastime. It still is. It's such an interwoven part of American culture that I don't think people even realize how deep it goes if you're looking through American history.
No, and that's what's so fun about it, as in, you know, we have Braves opening up today. You're going to be able to listen to it right on News Radio 1440. First pitch is going to be around, I want to say, 3 o'clock-ish is when first pitch is going to be. And as this is going along, there's an excitement level, but it's not like the excitement level for a football game or something along those lines, because you get excited for like the first 2 or 3 innings, the first at bats of everybody, and you're like, all right, I wonder what they're going to do. And then after that, you just kind of sit in and you just chill. Like, it's kind of like for me, whenever we're waking up on a Sunday and I'm trying to find something on TV to watch, but I don't want to – it's nothing I want to focus on. Like, it's just something I want to have as background noise. Normally, I'll turn on, like, a TV show. Like, for me, it's American Dad, Family Guy. Like, these shows that I've seen 4,000 times that I'm not focusing on the television. Baseball is that kind of way. Like, it's a great background. But at the same time, you're sitting there and you're enjoying it while doing so many other things. You can't do that with football or basketball. You have to focus 100%.
No, I think about it like this. You have comfort food. Baseball is like a comfort sport.
Oh, absolutely. No, definitely. Absolutely. Like, I'm a huge movie guy. And for my wife is very lighthearted when it comes to her movies. She enjoys movies that don't involve a lot of thinking. You know, it's just kind of the ones where if you picked up in the middle of the movie, you could figure out what was going on. Whereas me, I love your deep movies where you have to pay attention from the very first second all the way to the very end to fully get everything. Baseball is more like a lighthearted movie where you can hop in the middle and catch up on everything. Like, you know, football is one where it's intense from the moment that the ball kicks off. Basketball is the exact same way. Hockey is 100% that. Baseball, on the other hand, it's chill. It's just chill. Like, no, I get excited to chill.
You get almost a picnic feel from it. It's got this real casual quality to it that I absolutely love. And I wanted to bring this up, too, because I promised you I'd tell you this story. We actually mentioned it the other day. It's just such an interwoven part of American culture. The seventh inning stretch, actually the origin of the seventh inning stretch, which has been a tradition in baseball forever, it was started, most people believe, in 1910 by William Howard Taft, the president. And the reason that, the reason this thing came about is apparently Taft, who is famous for being our nation's fattest president, and that's a real thing. He was over 300 pounds. Apparently he was feeling a little cramped in the baseball seats, and so he stood up to stretch his legs a little bit between innings in the middle of the seventh inning. And everybody thought that President Taft was actually leaving the game, that he had somewhere else to be or something like that. And so out of respect for the president, everyone in the whole stadium stood up in the seventh inning, and then they saw that he was just stretching, and so they just all kind of stretched, and that's where it comes from.
So wait a second. The seventh inning stretch was based on two things. One, miscommunication.
Yep.
Between everybody looking up and paying attention to what the president was doing. And two, obesity.
Yes.
It was based on miscommunication and obesity. That is 100% America.
That's true.
100%. I mean, because that's what will happen so many times whenever I will jump the gun and I will, and again, if we go back to football, I jump the route a lot of times thinking I know what the answer is and I may be totally 100% wrong on something.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what every single person in the stadium did that day. They jumped the route thinking that the president was leaving and they wanted to give him respect. And then it was like the person that you thought was trying to shake your hand. And you try to play it off. That's how this happened.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And I don't know what Taft's, because you have to keep in mind, if the seventh inning stretch isn't a thing yet, he's the one that starts it. He just kind of turns around and is like, everyone is standing up. What is going on? See, I wonder if Taft even knew what was going on.
Why are these people standing and waving at me? Like, what did I do? And how does it get started where they do this one time? And then baseball, because baseball is a sport that happens every single day. Did it go through the wire that, you know, oh, during the middle of the seventh inning today, the president stood up and decided to relieve and you know, stretch his legs out a little bit. And the entire stadium joined in on this celebration of that. And somebody trying to be a DB somewhere was like, huh, watch this, it's the seventh inning, let's do this. And then everybody starts doing it.
See, I think what happened is it probably happened on a dare. Like, there are a group of guys that go to every game at the Washington Senators, which is where this started. And they were like, hey, you remember yesterday when Taft stood up and, like, the whole stadium stood up? I wonder if I could be as cool as the president and just stand up and everybody follows and get that crowd mentality. And so, like, four or five guys stand up in the middle of the seventh, and there's some other people like, well, we did do this yesterday, so why not? And so I think that's probably how it happened. That's just a theory, but...
Well, and you know, there's these songs. Like, everybody kind of has their song that they play at the stadium.
Sure.
You know, for the Red Sox, they play Dirty Water whenever the Red Sox win. They play Sweet Caroline, I want to say, in the middle of the eighth inning. You have the Cubs have Go Cubs Go that they play whenever they win. It's kind of like one of those things where possibly the Senators won that day, and so everybody went, well, you know, the president stood up this day. And you know, we kind of did the seventh inning stretch, and we won. Let's do it again today. And I wonder if you go back to 1919, that's when you said it started, right?
1910.
Oh, 1910. If you go to 1910 and you look and see when the day that it happened, I wonder if the Washington Senators went on a winning streak at home. That's how it started. Like, if they would have lost that game, I wonder if nobody would have said, nah, don't even care. No, we're not doing that stupid thing.
That's
but
an interesting theory.
Streak,
because you know this, Joe, and you'll attest to this. Baseball players are by far the most superstitious of any sport.
Dude, I wore the exact same undershirt from playing baseball from the age of 8. Let me emphasize this. The age of 8 all the way until I graduated college. I wore the same undershirt, okay? that at the very last baseball game that I played in, I was wearing the same undershirt, okay? We are the most superstitious people in the world. I have the exact same routine whenever I go to the batter's box. Like, even now, like my wife's in the car with me, and she knows. When I go up to the batter's box, even if I'm playing in a men's softball league, or if I'm playing in a baseball league, because we used to do this in Birmingham, I used to play in a baseball league up here, I have the exact same routine in the batter's box every single at bat because it puts me in rhythm. It makes me feel comfortable. If I get rushed, I call timeout just so that I can make sure I get my routine in.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt every weekday from 9 to 11, only on News Radio 1440 and newsradio1440.com.